For our next segment, you've probably seen the lines of green bikes parked in public spaces in Troy, Albany, Saratoga, and Schenectady this past year. These green bikes are the Capital Region's bike share program, and we have Lauren Bailey, the CDTA's mobility manager, here to tell us about it. Thanks for joining us, Lauren.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So, first killer question, did you bike here?
I did not, unfortunately. My rule is no long-distance biking. I live in Albany, so it would have been a little bit of a trip for me to get here for the weather, personally.
All right, so work on that for the future.
Definitely.
Okay. So, for folks who might be in the dark about what we're even talking about with the bike share program, why don't you tell us the gist of what it's about and how it works?
Absolutely. So bike sharing is a concept of a shared service concept that you have short-term bike rentals that are one-way options for travel. So essentially you're able to pick up a bike at one rack, ride it to another rack, and drop it off. It's self-service. You don't need to speak to anybody or anything like that. You can do it from your phone, your website, or actually right from the bike itself in our system.
And tell us a little bit more about the program itself, like who's behind the infrastructure, who takes care of the bikes, who facilitates all that.
For sure. So our program locally is CDPHP Cycle. We are managed by the Capital District Transportation Authority, which is who I work for. And our vendor is a company called Social Bicycles out of Brooklyn. So they do all our operations. They do the maintenance on the bicycles, rebalancing, which is where they bring the bikes from where they've ended up back to the racks where they started so people can pick them up the next day, that sort of thing.
And how long has this program been in the Capital District?
We launched July 27th, and we wrapped up on November 30th.
Okay, so it's very seasonal, and the bikes go into hibernation for the winter months or not?
They do. We are currently operating under a model where we are open for what some people consider an extended riding season into November, but then the bicycles are wintering at the Albany Public Library. I have to shout them out. They're a great partner of ours.
And you said that the mechanics that you work with, that they're down in Brooklyn. Do the bikes get shipped down there? And is this part of like a larger state kind of bike share program so that multiple things go down there?
Sure. The company is out of Brooklyn, but we do have local staff here from Social Bicycles that are local members of the community that operate the program.
Okay. And I understand that you've worked closely with the program in Buffalo to develop this local version. Could you talk about that relationship and how it's, you know, been important to you?
Absolutely. So Buffalo Bike Share Ready Bike was kind of the first large bike sharing program and also the first through Social Bicycles in upstate New York. They work with an umbrella organization called Shared Mobility that does a lot of great background research, citing discussions about where the racks are going to go, as well as general support for shared mobility projects in upstate New York. So we worked very closely with Shared Mobility as well as the staff of Ready Bike to get our program up and running and lean on their wisdom.
Mm-hmm. It's a different sort of atmosphere, too, because, I mean, Buffalo is a bigger city, but you're spread out over four municipalities, right? And is that like a trickier dance in its own way because you're dealing with multiple governments?
Absolutely. We're running four mini bike shares, essentially. So what that looks like is each municipality has different goals for their bike share as well as different uses. Some cities are more geared towards commuting. Others are geared more towards leisure. Saratoga Springs, for example, saw a very large influx of tourists that were using these instead of using their cars to get around the downtown area of Saratoga Springs. So between working with the different governments, I mean, they all have their own goals as well as their own ways of doing things. So once we were able to get everyone on board, it was really a breeze getting everything out and up and running.
And what have you learned so far from your managing four different systems here?
I think the biggest thing that we learned is that biking in the Capital Region, I don't have to tell you guys, it's possible. And it's possible not just for people who consider themselves cyclists. We've learned the paths that people want to take to different things that may not be the roads that we thought they were going to ride on. We've learned times of day and days of the week where people are going to ride more, and start to learn the behavior of the people in the cities as well as outside of the cities. We have a lot of people that are members of our program that live in the suburbs who have memberships and will come in, park, and use the system either for leisure or for getting around town for errands and that sort of thing.
So do you have an idea about the demographics? Because with Saratoga, I can see it's a very touristy kind of place. But in Troy, I've wondered, you know, who are the clientele for that?
For sure. In Troy, because it was a smaller system, we're not really relying on the data for this year as much. We'll see a better idea once the system grows in the future. We did have a number of students that registered as members, as well as many people living in Lansingburg and South Troy were registering for the program. So we did see a broad swath across the area. One thing that was very encouraging as well is that a lot of people see bike share. It's trendy. It's new. It's for young people. We saw a large group of people over the age of 65 riding regularly with our program for their exercise, leisure, that sort of thing. So, you know, the Mohawk Hudson bike hike trail got a lot of use, mostly by retirees using it during the day, which was really great.
That makes so much sense when you think about it, because, you know, an older person, unless they have a background in bike mechanics, they don't want to really deal with the maintenance issue of it. If it breaks down, they don't want to have to go through all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. What kind of changes might you see in the system next year?
Well, we have a lot of really great things coming down the pipeline. The two biggest things are that we're expanding the system. We're going from 160 bicycles to 320 next year. And that means more stations in residential areas outside of the downtowns of the cities, the way we had it set up this year. And the other thing is that we heard everyone's need loud and clear for signage at every location. So there will be a sign at every rack. If you've come upon one of our racks without a sign, you might not be super familiar in what to do. And we want to make it as easy as possible for people to get on a bike.
And what's the typical thing? I mean, like, do people just kind of stroll up with a credit card and they put it in the system and they go from there?
Sure. So to register for the system, you need to either go on our website or download our app. You will then enter your payment information into that. And with that, then you're able to get your account number and your PIN, which means that once you have your account, you can walk up to any bike, tap in your account number and tap in your PIN into the back of the bike, and you're off. You're done. The bike unlocks and you can go on your merry way.
What I found interesting was a little while ago, you said that the people were riding places where you didn't think they were going to be riding. What's just by observation? You see them riding on a street that you thought they'd never go down or something?
Most of it was that we saw a lot of people. It actually kind of goes both ways. Part of it was that we had a lot of bold riders riding on busy roadways. People were riding on Hoosick Street. People were riding on Central Avenue in Albany. Roadways that most cyclists avoid like the plague. The other side of that was that people were riding to places that we weren't expecting. The best example I can give is that we had a group of interns that worked at St. Peter's Hospital who were riding because there wasn't great bus service at 4 a.m. when they needed to get there, and other forms of transportation were too expensive. So they were able to use a bike share bike, ride up to St. Peter's, lock it to any there wasn't a rack up there this year, but they were able to lock it to any signpost, use the system exactly as we had intended, and go to work. And then once they got out, they were able to take a bus back, or if their bike hadn't been taken by somebody else who had come out and rented it, they were able to ride that back down. So we saw new needs and new interest that hadn't really been in the thought process this first time around that we can include next time.
And is that information that you're pulling from in terms of placing the next wave of cycles? If you're doubling your output, and are there surveys, or is it just kind of word of mouth, or how is this working?
Absolutely. So we're starting our process by speaking to the experts. Parks and Trails New York is a huge resource for us, as well as the local bike organizations, including Transport Troy, Albany Bicycling Coalition, these kinds of groups. We start with them. We hear what's working for them and what they want to see. And then the next phase, and stay tuned, this will be coming online soon, is a suggest a site feature on our website, cdphpcycle.com. So you'll be able to go on there and vote for your locations that you want to see. Mm-hmm.
All right. So going back to our questions here, what are some of the busiest times for bike share?
Every Saturday, rain or shine. every Saturday, we saw a huge bump in ridership as well as memberships. So you could really almost watch the thought process of people waking up, registering around 11, going out between 12 and 3, and going for a ride that afternoon, whether they were using it for a one-way trip or a trip on one of our bike trails around the area. That was kind of this consistent thing no matter what, which was really interesting. The other thing was we had a lot of people who clearly had woken up Monday morning and said, I'm going to be healthy and bike to work. They biked on Monday. They did not bike the rest of the week.
Interesting. I'm also wondering if there are like destinations where your bikes end up much more often than others.
Bottom of hills. Every time.
So not something like the bus station or something.
No. As of right now, we were mostly seeing people that were kind of taking our destination racks, dropping them, and heading out. So Monument Square, it was our biggest rack in Troy. Lots of bikes left at Monument Square. Albany, bottom of the hill. No one was biking back up State Street. We saw the same thing in Schenectady as well. So it was interesting. But as of right now, we're definitely looking to the future to make it more multimodal so people are able to get their bikes to the bus station and get going.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking about, I went to a bike conference maybe in August or September. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yep. Was it the New York Bicycling Coalition
That's
Summit?
That's the one. Were you at that?
I was. Okay. Yeah.
I'm just thinking about all the different seminars that they had there, and there was a CDTA spokesman who was there actually talking about the expansion of the bike racks and all that kind of stuff. You're probably working very closely with that department.
Yeah, actually, the person who was speaking there is my supervisor.
Okay.
So he was there speaking about CDTA's emphasis and focus on bike racks on buses. Mm-hmm. I was also there speaking about bike share with representatives from City Bike as well as the new bike share that's out in Rome, New York. So we're trying to make more of a holistic bike effort at CDTA, not just bike share, but also making sure that we're integrating existing cyclists into our bus system the best we can.
Mm-hmm. And our listeners most likely want to learn more about the use of the bikes. How can they give you feedback? How can they get more info?
Absolutely. Any inquiries, they're welcome to either email us at cdphpcycle@socialbicycles.com is our customer service email, or they can send a comment through our website, which is cdphpcycle.com. There's a little comment box at the bottom. They can give us direct feedback if they want to expand a bit on why they're interested in a rack in a certain place, general feedback on the system, or any questions they have.
Okay. And our last question. So when we were digging for information about the bike share program, I saw that you were listed on the 40 people under 40 to watch. So your face is turning a little bit pink right now. But how did you get on that list and what's that been like?
I mean, it's been a huge compliment. Being on the 40 under 40 list was always a dream of mine. I feel it was a huge honor. I was on it with a lot of people that I've worked with for many years.
Did you all vote for each other or something?
I actually don't entirely know who nominated me. I know a couple people, but they told me I got a bunch of nominations, which is just really flattering. So it puts the pressure on a little bit for what the future holds.
Well, congratulations and thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
So that was Lauren Bailey, Mobility Manager with the CDTA, answering our questions about the Capital Region's Bike Share Program. Thanks again, Lauren. Mm-hmm.